मैं तो मर्सी ऑफ शिशि गुरु गौरांग राधा विनोद बिहारी सेकंड डे ऑफ अवर परिक्रमा
संपन्न
वॉज कंप्लीटेड विदाउट एनी ऑब्स्टिकल
काली
जमुना कालिया दह प्रभुनंद सरस्वती भजन कुटीर Then his samadhi, we went for his darshan. In Kaliyadaha, we discussed the pastime of crushing the pride of Kaliya. Then we had darshan of the samadhi of Prabhupada Saraswati. Then Sanatana Swami's samadhi, and then we also went to Radha Madan Mohan temple. We also went to Advaita Vad, Ashtasakhi temple, and then Radha Vallabh temple, and then we returned. Especially today, Prabhupada Saraswati Pad. We went to Prabhupada Saraswati Pad's Bhajan Kutir and Samadhi. Some people say that Prabhupada Saraswati is Prabhupada and Prakasharanda are the same, one and the same person. You also heard about this. Do you want to speak something about this?
You know something? But is there any difference between Prabhudananda and Prakashananda ji, which are created by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhudananda? Okay.
So Prabhupada and Prakashananda, they are not the same.
Shri Goswami, and he's from South India. And Prabhupada Sananda Saraswati.
He
is from Vidya. He was Mahaprabhu met him at a completely different time. Mahaprabhu was in South India. Prabhupada
Saraswati.
Oh, Gopal Bhakti Goswami. I'm a little nervous. One day you will be up here. You may get laughed at. So, the argument is among some uneducated, ignorant people that Prakasananda Saraswati was a famous Mayavad in Varanasi who Mahaprabhu met and later converted into Vaishnavism along with his 60,000 disciples was the same person as Prabodhananda Saraswati. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur was the brother of Venkat Bhatta, who when Mahaprabhu first went to South India on tour, he met them both during Chaturmasi. At that time also, he met Gopal Bhatta, who was a very young boy, later Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And instilled, well, even though he's an eternal associate, full love of God came into the heart of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, full attachment to Mahaprabhu. But then they say that they could be the same person, but Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur was a completely converted and fell into the service of Mahaprabhu at that time. So how is it that later he went up into North India, and when Mahaprabhu was up there speaking to Prabhupada Saraswati, and then became converted, then turned into a Mayavad, and then became Prabodhananda Saraswati? Their timeline, their understanding of the history and the prior existence of this person is completely wrong. They're not the same person, and Prabodhananda Saraswati was already a highly educated, great scholar, and very advanced sannyasi in the Sri Vaishnava line. So how is it that he became a Mayavadi in North India? They don't know the facts. It's completely wrong and bogus, so disregard.
তুমি এ বিষয়ে হিন্দিতে
গুরুচন্দ্রায় রাধিকায় তদালয় কৃষ্ণায় কৃষ্ণমুক্তায় তদ্ভক্তায় নমো নমঃ। সর্বপ্রথম পঞ্চপরাশর গুরুপাদ পদ্মভূমি অসংখ্য কোটি দণ্ডবত প্রণতি জ্ঞাপন কর্তা। তদনন্তর উপস্থিত সন্ন্যাসী পূজনীয় সন্ন্যাসী বৃন্দ, সমস্ত সজ্জন বৈষ্ণব মাতা বহন সবই কো মেলা প্রণাম নিবেদন। আজ হম লোক শ্রী গুরু গৌরাঙ্গ কে
গার্ডন গুরু এন্ড গৌরাঙ্গ
পরিক্রমা মে যাতে হুয়ে
ওয়াইল গোয়িং ফর পরিক্রমা
মে পৌঁছে
ইভেন টু কালিয়া দেয়ার প্রভানন্দ সরস্বতী
পাদ ভজন কিয়া করতে থে
ইজ টু পারফর্ম ভজন
দেয়ার উনকি ভজন কুটি
দেরফর
তথা সমাধি স্থল হম লোগো নে দর্শন কিয়া
উই হ্যাড দর্শন অফ সমাধি
শ্রীল
প্রভানন্দ সরস্বতী পাদ
বেঙ্কট ভট্ট
When Venkatbhatta, Trimalla Bhatta,
or Prabodhananda
Saraswati Pad, they are three brothers.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India. In his
Ranganakshetra,
he stayed in his house at Ranganakshetra.
जबकि वे लोग लक्ष्मी नारायण के उपासक
थे, देवर वर्शिपर्स ऑफ लक्ष्मी नारायण,
उनको प्रतिदिन राधे कृष्ण की
ভক্তি When after 4 months, when Mahaprabhu was going away from there, then they became very eager in separation of Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu actually showed mercy and having received mercy of Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhananda Saraswati Pad came to Vrindavan and he began to bhajan in Kaliya Dhaha.
And Venkat Bhatta's Gopal Bhatta ji,
Venkat Bhatta's son Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he was a child, he actually received mercy of Mahaprabhu. He actually received Shaligram Shila on the way, and from that Shaligram Shila he manifested Radharaman deity. Prabhupada Saraswati Pad
মায়াবাদী সন্ন্যাসী तो वही प्रकाशानंद जो हजारों शिष्यों के गुरु हैं अद्वैतवादी हैं।
सो प्रकाशानंद वाज द गुरु ऑफ थाउजेंड्स ऑफ मायावादी
काशी में गए तब वे बदल गए और फिर प्रबोधानंद बन गए।
दे से दैट प्रबोधानंद सरस्वती वेंट टू काशी And when Kashi became Mayavadi, what Krishna Kaviraj Goswami has said, Prabhananda and Prakashananda are not the same person. Mahaprabhu told that there is one Prakashananda in Kashi, he is taking your body into many pieces.
और अद्वैतवाद में क्या कहते हैं कि भगवान जो ब्रह्म और
भगवान
ब्रह्म और ईश्वर दोनों में भेद है.
There is
Brahman is actually
Bhagwan, Brahman is formless. And when that Parapar Brahma, the Parabrahma is actually formless.
When Brahman is covered by avidya or maya,
then he becomes Ishwar. Then sometimes he appears as Ram, sometimes as Singha, sometimes as Krishna, sometimes as Kalki, sometimes as Vara. So Brahman takes form when he is covered by avidya and maya.
So
then he becomes absorbed in Nirakar Nirvishesh Brahma.
महाप्रभु जी ने कहा मुझको निराकार निर्विशेष कहते हुए और अप्राकृत सच्चिदानंद स्वरूप को प्राकृत कहते हुए.
एक्चुअली मायावादी सर टेकिंग ऑफेंस टू महाप्रभु बिकॉज महाप्रभु इज फॉर्मलेस ट्रांसेंडेंटल बट ही सेड दैट महाप्रभु बॉडी इज मटेरियल.
यही समझता है कि भगवान का स्वरूप जो है अप्राकृत सच्चिदानंद
स्वरूप भगवान स्वामी इज ट्रांसेंडेंटल. There is no
Atma
Tattva in that. There is no material, no material element exists in Bhagavan.
Shruti
has been described. There is no difference between the body of Bhagavan and soul. Bhagavan's body and soul are one. Because Bhagavan's body is also transcendental.
कृष्ण ने स्वयं ही कहा है जन्म कर्म चौवे दिव्या अलौकिक प्राकृत यह मेरा जन्म कर्म दिव्य अलौकिक प्राकृत यह
रामानुज स्वामी ने
भी
वर्णन किया. श्रीमद् मध्वाचार्य ने और गोस्वामी
जो है दिव्य अलौकिक प्राकृत.
So Krishna's body is transcendental. Bhagavan's birth and activities are all transcendental. Bhagavan's birth is not material. Bhagavan's activities are not material in this way. So Prakashananda Saraswati, Bhagavan's Mayavadi. Prakashananda is told Mahaprabhu, you look like Narayan. But why you are dancing, jumping or singing? Mahaprabhu told, I don't know. My Guru has told that you are foolish. You have no right to study Vedanta. You should just chant Hare Krishna. So he has told me this shloka from Narada Puran, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam. When I was doing Hare Nam,
but Vishay Parayana, हमको जरूरत नहीं तो सभी जानते हैं.
तो इस प्रकार इसी बात को ही वर्णन किया है कि वे सन्यासी है अद्वैतवादी.
Prakashananda Saraswati Vad. Prakashananda Saraswati is Advaita Vada Sanyasi and Prabhananda Saraswati is the manifestation of Brahma Vidya. They cannot be the same. Both are
separate.
Prabhananda Saraswati Pad has written a book called Radha Rasa Sudhanidhi.
In that, there is
unprecedented description of Radhika in Radha Rasa Sudhanidhi.
He has manifested
till Krishna does not fall at the feet of Srimati Radhika.
जब तक उनके चरणों के महाबल को अपने मस्तक पर न चढ़ाते तब तक उनके
कपड़े महाबल फ्रॉम राधिका श्रीमती राधिका
चैतन्य
महाप्रभु
जब नवद्वीप में थे
नवद्वीप
उसी समय में किसी समय उन्होंने कहा था
One time he had told.
काशी के पराय पिता प्रकाशानंद
And he's breaking my body into many pieces.
ये तो महाप्रभु जब संन्यास नहीं लिया उस समय की बात
This is actually the matter when Mahaprabhu had not taken
संन्यास प्रकाशानंद ही यदि प्रबोधानंद रहते तो वो काशी में मायावादी थे और फिर महाप्रभु संन्यास लेने के बाद में जब गए
When he went to
वहां पर गए
He went to actually Shirangi Kshetra. He met Shri
Prabodhananda
Saraswati Pad, Trimala Bhatta and Venkat Bhatta in Shri Shirangi Kshetra. And their son, Gopal Bhatta Goswami.
Gopal
Bhatta.
उन लोगों से मिले.
When Mahaprabhu met them,
वो प्रकाशानंद सरस्वती जो काशी में था.
How can Prakashananda who was in Kashi?
वहां से फिर आकर के
How he became? He became a devotee of Prabodhananda.
और फिर इसके बाद ही में Mahaprabhu गए काशी में
महाप्रभु देन वेंट टू काशी
और फिर उससे तर्क वितर्क किया वो मायावादी
भी थी
और फिर मायावादी से फिर वो
अगेन ही बिकेम अ डिवोटी
ये कैसे तीन बार चार बार
सो थ्री और फोर टाइम्स इज बिकेम अ डिवोटी एंड मायावादी
फिर मायावादी फिर भक्त फिर मायावादी फिर भक्त
सो दिस बैक एंड फोर दिस जिगजैग
ये कभी भी संभव नहीं गुरु महाराज ने भी अपने
गुरुदेव है
एक्चुअली और हम लोगों में भी ऐसे
I written Prabandha Panchakam, the five essays refuting the misconceptions of the Sahaja Babaji's. One is actually Prabandha Saraswati Pad is Nitya Siddha Parikar of Radhika. Tunga Vidya Sati. He is actually Tunga Vidya Sakhi. How can Tunga Vidya Sakhi become Mayavadi Sanyasi? He has not written Radharasa Mahimamrita. He has written Navadvip Shatakam. Vrindavan Mahimamritam.
1600.
Prakashananda could have never written this in any of his lifetimes. So therefore, Prabhananda and Prakashananda can never be the same. If someone becomes
Vaishnava,
even if someone becomes a devotee from a Mayavadi position, he can never become so advanced as Prabodhananda Saraswati because Prabodhananda is eternally perfect. The second thing is,
मेरा प्रश्न ये था कि जब महाप्रभु जी गोपाल
महाप्रभु
के घर में गए ये तीन भाई थे वेंकट भट्ट और त्रिमल्ल भट्ट और तो तीसरे भाई भट्ट होने चाहिए थे लेकिन ये प्रबोधानंद सरस्वती
थर्ड ब्रदर वाज एक्चुअली प्रबोधानंद सरस्वती
इतने अद्भुत विद्वान थे
देयर वर एक्चुअली ही वाज
और क्रिया के कारण समाज ने उनको सरस्वती की उपाधि दी
एक्चुअली प्रबोधानंद सरस्वती वाज गिवन द टाइटल सरस्वती वाज नॉट प्रबोधानंद सरस्वती हिज नेम सन्यास नेम ही वाज नॉट अ सन्यासी
प्रबोधानंद सरस्वती
He was Prabodhananda Saraswati.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Saraswati is a title. Similarly, Prabodhananda Saraswati had received the title Saraswati. He was not a sannyasi that time.
अंग्रेजी में तो कहने की कोई जरूरत नहीं है सभी लोग In English? Oh. So, There are some people, especially the Sahaja section, who are giving the arguments of Sri Prabhananda Saraswati Thakur and Sri Prakashananda Saraswati, the Mayavada Sanyasi, are actually the same person. But our Param Gurudev is answering.
Param Gurudev has answered all these things in his reply, and Gurudev has also added something in the Prabandha Panchika. One argument is that time when Mahabhu is in Navadvip, before his sannyas, that time he was Nimai Pandit, he exclaimed, "There is one Mayavad sannyasi named Prakasananda, and he cuts my body to pieces by his arguments." So that time Mahabhu was not sannyas, and Prakasananda Saraswati Thakur was already sannyasi. But then when Mahabhu went to South India for the 4 months of Chaturmasya, he stayed with the three brothers, Vyantakvat, Trimal Bhat, and that time Prakasananda Saraswati Thakur. Prabhananda Saraswati, all were members of the Sri Sampradaya. So then we meant to believe that Mahabhu had taken sannyas, then afterwards Mahabhu went to Varanasi, and then he destroyed the arguments of Prakasananda Saraswati Thakur. So if we believe this argument, that means that he was a Mayavadi, then he became a devotee, then he went back to Varanasi, and again he became a devotee. Mayavadi. So we cannot believe this, that someone can change 3 or 4 times. Therefore, Sri Prabhananda Saraswati Thakur, they say he is Tunga Vidya, in the eternal pastimes of Radha Krishna. Also, he is an eternally perfected associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, there's no question of him being a Mayavadi. Also, he has written such high-class books like Sri Radha Rasa Sudha Nidhi, Vrindavan Mahimrita, that even after thousands of births, Sri Prakasananda Saraswati Thakur, he cannot even imagine these things, what to speak of, writing them. Then the question comes, was Sri Prabhananda Saraswati, was he sannyasi? If that was the case, why is he staying with his brothers? This is not correct for a sannyasi. The Guru said, actually that time he was such a learned person, they gave him the title Saraswati, like an upadhi, like Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That name, so Saraswati was given because of his great learned ability. Go on, Prabhupada.
इसके बाद में आप लोग अपना
कालिया दह
शिकंकर प्रथा हुए थे।
So they are actually we discussed the past times of Krishna trampling the heads of
कालिया।
But you should always remember this।
शिकंकर सौभरी ऋषि।
सौभरी ऋषि was doing
this again।
He was a great yogi।
शीत काले थे जले थे।
He was actually submerged in the water
during
the winter season।
नंगा भए।
He was
तपस्या
he was completely naked.
गर्मी काले तो वो युग में तपस्या करते
he was doing तपस्या
एक वर्ष ना हजार से हजार वर्ष तक तपस्या करते
thousands of years he was doing तपस्या
हेमंत ऋषि काम भाव प्रकट हो
but actually the lust appeared in his heart
and he could not control
and he could not control
himself and he could not control himself
and he married 50 daughters of king mandata not one two but thousands and thousands of years he enjoyed sense gratification with 50 of them what is the reason
Vaishnava aparad
offense to
Vaishnava
Garud is actually the
vehicle
of
Lord Narayan
but he is still a bird so bird naturally catches the fish but sage became
कांचे बिलास अच्छे ऋषि निकटे ते ये आपने
क्या लाया वाइज ऑफ दैट फिश व्हिच वाज कॉल्ड द गरुड़ा
ऋषि बोले
जाओ गरुड़ एंड कंप्लेंट टू
सोवर ऋषि तुम क्या लिए खाने आए सो अबार
ने सोवर ऋषि तो गरुड़ा इफ यू एट ऑल कम हियर देन योर हेड विल बी चॉप्ड ऑफ
तनी
देन
भगवान ने वाहन के उससे पार कर
सोवर ही कुड नॉट अंडरस्टैंड दैट गरुड़ इज द वेहिकल ऑफ नारायण
और हजार हजार वर्ष तहत नष्ट हो गया
And thousands and thousands of
years,
lives were destroyed. One time in the evening time, I was doing anik. I spent thousands and thousands of years in sense gratification. I have fallen down from my tapasya. There is no benefit from tapasya. I will go to Braj and perform upasana. He came here and did tapasya of Krishna and became free from that curse. One question is there. at that place, Shripad Tirtha Maharaj, Shripad Dasananda Prabhu, one devotee, Shripad,
Kaliyadaha.
कृष्ण के सरोवर में से 49 रूप बना करके 49 लड़कियों के साथ शादी की थी 50 तो उनके भी काय हुआ था कृष्ण के भी काय हुआ था
सो एक्चुअली
नारद ऋषि द्वारका में गए थे
When Narada Shiva went to Dwarka, he saw that Krishna had expanded himself into 16,108 forms. One place Krishna is marrying, Krishna is doing sacrifice in one palace, and Krishna is doing so many different activities. So how can 50 daughters can be handled by one Sovereign Rishi? So how was this possible? You give reply to this. Ask the Tumar. When Krishna went to Dwarka, Narada went to Dwarka, he saw that Krishna had expanded into 16,108 forms. One palace Krishna was getting married. Krishna was playing the match of gambling chess in one palace. But the yogis, their bodily expansions are not like Krishna's expansions. Mandada had 50 daughters. They have 50 types of desires. There are 50 different types of girls. So they have 50 different types of desires. One girl is going for bathing. So how did Samarishi handle the 50 girls? So Rasananda Prabhu, the question is, how did he handle 50 girls at the same time? So Tirtha Maharaj says, very nice, he married 50 girls. The yogis. The yogis that duplicate. If one yogi lifts the hand, then all the expansions also lift the hand. But Krishna can do different activities. But Mandata's daughters were not yoginis. So yogis. So Sobari will behave with the same with all the 50 daughters. One place Krishna is debating, one place is donating, one place is he is actually dealing with the Vasudeva separately. I understand this. If somebody is going somewhere, someone is actually, how can yogis can do this? They cannot do two activities. All the activities of the yogis are asynchronous, while Krishna's activities are asynchronous.
Today we went to the Kaliyada. There was the place of tapasya of Sabari Rishi. How he remained under the water of Yamuna, naked, performing tapasya for not 1 or 2 years, but for thousands and thousands of years. Therefore, how it came that he ended up marrying the 50 daughters of Mandata Maharaj, and he did enjoy with them not for 1 or 2 years, but for thousands of years. The result is he made Vaishnava Parad to Sri Garuda. Garuda is the carrier of Bhagavan Narayan. But because he took birth in a species of bird, then it's natural for him to eat fish.
It comes near, right?
Therefore that time when he was performing honey,
you should hold this.
Then the fish broke his austerity. Then he cursed Garuda. If you come here, your head will break into thousands
of
pieces.
Radiation.
At that time, he did not know that Garuda was the carrier of Narayan. Therefore, as a result, he had to suffer the offense to Garuda. And for thousands of years, he enjoyed or suffered. And after that effect of that offense was diminished, then again he achieved Krishna Bhakti and worshipped Krishna.
The glories of association. The glories of saintly association are unlimited.
Satsanga
is very glorious.
हिरण्यकश्यप पुत्र प्रहलाद असुर नारद जी संगे द्वारा की रकम होते
हाउ प्रहलाद हु वाज द सन ऑफ हिरण्यकश्यप वाज ट्रांसफॉर्म्ड बाय द एसोसिएशन ऑफ नारद
महाभागवत रूपे जन्म
ले ही बिकेम अ ग्रेट महाभागवत
विभीषण
वाज आल्सो असुर
किंतु हनुमान ने संग पे
की बाय रिसीविंग द एसोसिएशन ऑफ हनुमान विभीषण आल्सो बिकेम अ ग्रेट डिवोटी
ओही नार
Not only that, in Srimad Bhagavatam it has been described, it has been explained that by the influence of association recently
present,
the lives of many have been transformed by the Sushan Narad. Valmiki, who was actually Ratnakar Daku, he was actually transformed. Vyad actually.
Vyad, Akhi Rakam Bhavate,
he became completely transformed.
এইরকম হতে সাধু সঙ্গের মহিমা
সো দিস দ্য গ্লোরিজ অফ সাধু সঙ্গ
এইখানে আপনাদেরকে আহ্বান করা হয়েছে
সো ইউ ক্যান ইমাজিন হিয়ার
প্রজেক্টে থেকে সাধু সঙ্গ
সো ব্রজ ইন সাধু সঙ্গ
প্রত্যেক ভক্তাম কেতে সনাতন গোস্বামী পাদ
শ্রী সনাতন গোস্বামী
সঙ্গের অদ্ভুত মহিমা বর্ণন করে
হ্যাজ গ্লোরিফাইড দ্য অ্যাসোসিয়েশন অফ সাধু
আর ওই মাধ্যমে রসায়ন দিয়েছে
এন্ড হি হ্যাজ গিভেন দ্য নেকটার টনিক
আমরা যখন যখন সময় হবে
সো whenever we have time
এই সবগুলি প্রথমে সাধু সঙ্গের মহিমা
we'll understand the glories of sadhu sangha and we'll also discuss bhakti rasayan from the 7th chapter of brahma bhagavata amritam part 2 we'll try to relish this
nectar
mahat sangha
mahatmam evaita paramarthutam kritartho jena vipro asau satya abhut sarvopar
Parikshit Maharaj told Uttara that, O Mother, Srila Sanatan Goswami is saying, how glorious is the Sadhu Sangha?
Paramarthutam.
Very wonderful.
There
is no question that Sadhu Sangha transforms your body and everything. That one Brahmin,
Mathur Vipra,
one Brahman from Mathura,
চলে
গিয়েছিল কামাক্ষ দেবী গেভ হিম গোপাল মন্ত্র গেভ হিম দ্য গোপাল মন্ত্র ইন হিজ ড্রিম কৃষ্ণায়
মন্ত্র জপতে জপতে
হি বিগান টু চ্যান্ট দ্য গোপাল মন্ত্র উইচ হি হ্যাড রিসিভড ইন দ্য ড্রিম ফ্রম দ্য দেবী
বাংলা সাগরে কে আসে
দেন হি কেম টু দ্য গঙ্গা সাগর
আর সেখানে সব
বহুত গঙ্গা মিটস দ্য বে অফ বেঙ্গল Then he went to Gaya. Then he went to Phalgu Tirtha there. Then he actually offered water to the Karmanasha river. All his karma was destroyed in Karmanasha river. Then he came to Varanasi. Then there he had association of... When he was associated with Mayavadis and wanted to take sannyas, Vishwanath, Kashi Vishwanath, Shankar told him, you should run away from here. Shankar told him, you should go away from here. Actually, this Brahman bathed in Karmanasha river in Gaya. And then he actually became free from all karma. So Shankar told him, don't stay in Kashi. Kashi is dangerous. Because all Maya
were in.
Then he went to Prayag. And then Prayag, he went to Vrindavan. প্রয়াগ
বৃন্দাবন রোদন করছেন না গান করছেন না কি একজন
হি বিগান টু সিং
মহাত্মাকে দেখে
সো ওয়ান গ্রেট পার্সোনালিটি হু ওয়াজ সিংিং অর লাউডলি উইপিং
তার কাছে পুছলো
হি হ্যাজ দিস গ্রেট পার্সোনালিটি
আর সাধ্যে কিছু জানি না আই
ডোন্ট নো হোয়াট ইজ দ্য গোল অফ লাইফ আই ডোন্ট নো দ্য মিন্স অফ পারফেকশন আই ডোন্ট নো সাধ্য সাধন প্লিজ গিভ মি সাম মন্ত্র
আমার উপরে
ইউ শুড শো কজলেস মার্সি অন টু মি
তখন তিনি নিজে জীবন চরিত্র বর্ণন করেন
দেন দ্যাট মহাত্মা অ্যাকচুয়ালি ন্যারেটেড হিজ ওন লাইফ হিস্টরি টু দিস ব্রাহ্মণ
তিনি
কোথায় কি গ্রহ হতে স্বর্গে গেলেন তিনি এক্সপ্লেন ব্রহ্মলোকেতে গেলেন হাউ আই ওয়েন্ট টু ব্রহ্মা দেন আই ওয়েন্ট টু নারায়ণ লোক Then I went to Ramchandra Puri. Then I went to Dwarka. Then he went to Dwarka. Then he met Narada Rishi in Dwarka. He actually explained his own story. But prem is not there in Dwarka. But still, this Mahatma saw that this Brahman was not developing prem. So this Mahatma, he touched the head of this Brahman with his hand, and in a moment prema came in his head, in his heart. Then he immediately became a Gopa, Gopa boy, and crossing all these planets in a moment he went to Goloka Vrindavan. He saw that Krishna was coming from tending cows with Krishna. He stayed with Krishna. In a moment he became actually a great devotee of Krishna. Why this happened? Why he became a Gopa in a moment? So in the commentary it has been said, the glories of a saintly person, the glories of the association of a saintly person is most wonderful. One cannot understand it by one's mind. By the influence of this Sadhu Sangha, in a moment this Brahman, he became like Sarup, means he became an eternal associate of Krishna in mood of friendship. If there is any doubt why this happened, why Gopa Kumar? But after long time, starting from Prayag, he went to Jagannath Puri, then he went to Swargaloka, then he visited all the planets. But had this Brahman without doing any sadhan bhajan straight went to Guru. How was this possible? The question cannot come why this happened.
Why?
So one cannot question this is why. Why in a moment he became perfect? Because the glories of the Sadhu Sangha are most wonderful, unprecedented. So therefore, Parishad Maharaj, answering the doubt of Mother Uttara, says that Mahat means great. Krishna is the greatest. Krishna is the greatest. One who worships Krishna is the greatest. He is glorious. Actually, the association of the saintly persons is so glorious. The association of sadhu is transcendental. Without any sadhan bhajan, actually develop sakya bhava towards Krishna by the sadhan
bhajan.
Therefore I have called all of you here to associate with me. You have come to Vrindavan, and in that, and you are associating with a pure devotee like Gurudev. So by associating with a pure devotee like Gurudev, if someone is doing millions and millions types of sadhan, but if it does not associate with the Mahabhagavat, billions and billions of lifetimes will be wasted. Your sadhan will not give any fruit.
So
our sannyasis, brahmacharis, their goal of their life should be one. Actually, maybe so many anarthas may be there, but don't deviate from your goal. Actually, we'll die, but we'll not give up.
We'll die.
Whatever Krishna may give, we'll not accept anything. Even if we die millions and millions of times, we'll accept only Radha Rasa from Krishna. We'll not accept anything less. So our goal is only one, Radha Dasyam, and nothing else we'll accept in return from Krishna. So Sarup in a moment became perfect due to the association of saintly person. So how this happened? This is most wonderful. We cannot understand this by just mind. The sadhus, actually you can understand something about Krishna. Krishna can show mercy to someone.
कुछ कारण तो आता है.
For some reason, Krishna will show
mercy. But sadhus,
they are very wonderful. They are very kripapeksha. Sadhus can do mercy on anyone. Jagai Mathai beat up Nityananda Prabhu. But what was the result of beating Nityananda Prabhu? They got Krishna Prem. Even if you offend a Vaishnava, Vaishnava does not accept the offense, but rather shows mercy. But rather Sadhu shows mercy unto that person who is offending him.
And
so we cannot understand this by logic and reasoning. But we are so unfortunate. We have no faith in this Sadhu Sangha. How glorious is Sadhu Sangha? We stay at our house. Even if you are taken sannyas, we stay away from our Gurudev. We don't associate with our
Gurudev.
But if you do sadhan, millions of sadhans you may do, no benefit will come. Some sukruti will come, and by receiving that sukruti, you will receive sadhu sangha. Third canto, it has been said, Devahuti, Satam Prasanga. Kapil Dev told to Devati, his mother, that, oh mother,
Sangojan Sansate Hetu Satsu Bhito Diya Soyev Sadhu Krito Nishangat Payapan. Devati Bolchen, Agyanta Vastra.
Devotee asked Kapil Dev, if somehow we are associated with people who are not saintly, if we associate with mundane people, so then even if unknowingly associate with the lusty people, then that will cause you to take birth again and again. If someone associate with the lusty people who are associating with women, those who are opposed to devotion of Krishna, those are Mayavadis. Even if unknowingly one will associate with them, if we are associated with them, then his life will be destroyed. But if that sangha is done with sadhu, knowingly or unknowingly, if you associate with sadhu, if you associate with sadhu knowingly or
unknowingly,
and one will become free from the repetition of birth and death, and one will obtain Krishna. Therefore, in Shastra it has been said, if sadhu is present,
but
sadhu is not speaking any harikatha to you, doesn't matter, still stay next to him, even if he is silent. Even if sadhu is speaking the mundane things, you should hear, no problem, no harm. But sadhu will actually transform that mundane talks, and that immediately your repetition of birth and death will be finished. So stay with sadhu before he speaks. Gurudev used to always say to me that even if I speak the things about sense gratification, you should stay with me. So sadhu sangha is called nishanga. Because sadhus have no attachment to this material world. But you cannot associate with non-saintly persons who are only in the guard of saintly persons. If you associate with Krishna, then you will have some attachment. Sadhus will actually remove all your doubts and will create renunciation in your heart. And all tattva will manifest in your heart by the association of sadhu. Srila Rupa Goswami has said, So one should associate with the sadhus who are like-minded. The sadhus who have the same moods as us. If they are madhyam adhikar, then one should associate with madhyam adhikar. One should see what my mood is and what is the mood of this particular
Mahapurusha.
Yeah. Is his mood like Hanuman? Or his mood is like Rupa Goswami? One should associate with sadhus who have the same mood as oneself. In Yoga Vashishtha also it has been said. Yoga Vashishtha recommends always stay with the sadhu. Even if sadhu does not give any instructions, still you should stay with the sadhu. Just as you stay near fire, if you put, say, swaha and offer fire, ghee into the fire, it will purify the atmosphere. So wherever sadhus are present, so many actually rays, so many particles of purity will emanate from their body. These particles of purity will purify the entire atmosphere. Augusta Rishi was there. He was doing bhajan. So when Augusta was doing bhajan, then all the deer and all the forest animals were to gather around Augusta Rishi. So Rishis, all the ashrams of the Rishis were populated by many, many animals by the influence of these Rishis. Actually, this tigers never used to cause any disturbance because their minds used to change. When Mahaprabhu was passing through Jharkhand, then what happened to the tigers? They actually touched the feet of Mahaprabhu and began to dance, chanting Hare Krishna. So the glories of Sadhu Sangha are unlimited. Even if sadhus don't give any instructions, no harm. So sadhus glories are unlimited. But in Sadhu, one should not associate with
bhakti.
One should not associate with the people who are only externally in the saintly garb but are full of misconduct and sense gratification tendencies.
Just see the glories of association with the pure devotees. This is called Sadhu Sangha. Prahlad Maharaj, even though born in a demon dynasty, by the association of Sri Narad Muni, he became a Mahabhagavat. Or Bibhisan, he was born as the brother of Ravan, also as a demon family. But by the association of Hanuman, he achieved pure devotion to Lord Ram. The Srimad Bhagavatam is full of many examples like this. How the murderer and dacoit Valmiki was transformed by the association of Sri Narad Muni. How the hunter Mugrari, he was also changed by the association of Sri Narad Muni. Not only these two, but many, many examples are there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, Sri Sanatana Goswami, in his book, Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, before the description of Bhakti Rasayan, he is first giving the glories of Sadhu Sangha. Without knowing the glories of the association of the devotees, one cannot taste this Bhakti Rasayan. Therefore the question is arise, how great is association with devotees? How great is it? There is no ability, there is no right to ask this question. How great is it? It is supremely great. It is astonishing. Therefore, the example Sri Sanatana Goswami gave, there was one Brahmin and who was residing in Assam, and desirous of accumulating wealth, he worshipped Kamakya Devi. But in a dream, she gave him Gopal Mantra. So chanting that mantra, he went to Ganga Sagar, there he shaved his head. Then he went to Falgu Tirtha in Gaya, and then he came to Varanasi. There in Varanasi, she gave him a dream. You should run away from this place. Do not stay here, even for a moment. From there, he went to Prayag. That time was the Kumbh Mela festival. He took darshan of Beni Madhav. And from there, chanting his mantra, he came to Mathura, where he took bath in Vishram Ghat. And finally, he came to Vrindavan. When he came to Vrindavan, he heard a wonderful sound. He could not understand whether someone was weeping or someone was laughing. That was Gopakumar performing his kirtan. That Brahmin fell at the feet of Gopakumar and said, I don't know what is my sadhan, my practice. I do not know what is my sadhya, my ultimate goal. And therefore, in reply to this question, Sri Gopakumar told his own life history. He said, first I went to, in a certain, from hearing from the devotees, I went to Puri, Jagannath Puri. Then I went gradually, different places. I went to the heavenly planets, to Brahmaloka, to Vaikuntha, to the abode of Ram, to Dwarka, and finally I came to Vrindavan. And after telling his history, that Brahmin said to Gopakumar, despite hearing everything and understanding, I cannot realize it. That time Sri Gopakumar placed his hand on the head of the Brahmin, and in one moment that Brahmin crossed all of those previous abodes and landed in Vrindavan, went in the spiritual body of a cowboy, being situated in the Ras, Sakya Ras, the feeling of fraternity towards Krishna. At that time Krishna was grazing his cows and that Brahmin entered there in his spiritual body. Therefore how? This is a description of the most astonishing result of performing association with devotees. Otherwise if Sangha is not such an association with the devotees, if not so extraordinary, how can a Brahmin taste Sakya Ras in 1 second? Gopakumar took so many millions of years in his ascension towards perfection. First he went to Prayag, then Jagannath Puri, then here, then there. But that Brahmin in 1 second achieved the same perfection. Why? That question cannot be asked. Simply the answer is that is the Sadhu Sangha is so great. Therefore this is so influential. This is called Mahat Sangha. Mahat here does not refer to Sri Krishna. It refers to those Mahapurushas, those devotees who are doing bhajan. Therefore the Brahmin Sarup, we can say he did not hardly perform any sadhan bhajan at all. Therefore there may be one person who is performing sadhan and bhajan for millions of lifetimes in Vrindavan, but he is not achieving perfection. And there may be some brahmacharis or sannyasis residing in the mud, even though they have millions of material desires, but they are performing sadhu sangha. But that greed to serve Radhika or the Buddha Brijvasi has awoken within them. How can such a thing be possible despite their millions of disqualification? The answer is Mahat Sangha, association with the great souls. By that association we can fix our goal. Just like there is one magic bird called the Chatak. He only drinks the water which is Skylar, which is falling from when the constellation of Swati Nakshatra is present. When rain falls at that time, the Chatak bird only drinks that water. He never drinks any other water. That means his goal is completely fixed. Therefore, by Mahat Sangha, by association of the pure devotees, we can become like the Chatak bird, completely fixed on our goal. Someone may doubt, how can Sarup achieve perfection so quickly? But we should have no doubt at all. This is the extraordinary, indescribable glories of Mahat Sangha. Therefore, we cannot say, by associating with Krishna, when Krishna will give mercy, why he is not giving mercy, at what time he will give mercy, what is the cause of giving mercy. But in Sadhu Sangha, that question cannot arise. Because their mercy is independent. How even Jagai Madai beat Nityananda, but still Nityananda, Nityananda Prabhu, still Nityananda Prabhu, even though he received the beating, still he gave prema. Then we cannot understand these topics by mundane logic or by argument. We should simply accept this is the extraordinary, indescribable glories of Sadhu Sangha. But we are so much unfortunate, despite hearing these things, we do not have strong faith and association. Without association of devotees, we may be doing so much sadhana, but simply we are accumulating sukriti. But bhakti comes only by the association of the devotees. Therefore, Sri Bhagavan Kapiladeva has said to Mother Devahuti, Moksha Dwaram Apavitam, attachment to ordinary persons and ordinary things is the cause of bondage in this world. But attachment to the feet of the pure devotee, moksha dwara mapavitam, it opens the doors of Vaikuntha. By association with asadhu, a non-devotee, in this case particularly referring to association with women and with mayavadi, bhakti will not be achieved and one's life will simply be lost. Therefore, we should never give our association to those two types of asat sangha. Still, but if someone develops love and affection for a sadhu, whether knowingly or unknowingly, means you cannot understand their pure devotion, but anyhow you develop affection for them, then what to speak of liberation, prem comes automatically. Therefore, Srila Gurudev said, his partner Gurudev said to him, even if I discuss materialistic topics, it seems, even if the sadhu is not speaking Harikatha, even though engaging like materialistic talks, you should not leave that place, you should stay there. Therefore, even though you're hearing the materialistic topics coming from the mouth of the sadhu, if you hear those materialistic topics, your attachment to material existence will be completely broken. Because while the sadhu is discussing mundane things, must be Krishna Katha is injected there somehow. But what type of sadhu? Only someone wearing red cloth or in the dress of a sadhu may not be a sadhu. That sadhu will also have some symptoms. His symptoms are they will be completely unattached to anything in this world. They also should have some direct realization. They should completely know the tattva of Krishna. They should be able, most importantly, to dispel the doubts in the heart of disciples. And more than that, they should be rasi, tasting bhakti ras. Therefore, Sri Rupa Goswami has said, swajatiya srestita. What is the sadhu? The sadhu should be swajatiya. In our present mood, in our present condition, we cannot completely understand the mood of the different sadhus. What is the mood of Prahlad? What is the mood of Sri Hanuman? What is the mood of Sri Rupa Goswami? Therefore, we should try to associate with a sadhu.
Like-minded
sadhu means they are in the same mind, have the same mood to which I am aspiring to. This is called swajatiya. The sadhu should also be affectionate to us. By taking the association with the sadhu, even they are not giving instructions or harikatha, still that will be very influential for us. Just like in the performance of yajna, then so much ahuti means so much ingredients are being thrown in the fire, so much ghee is also being given. And that will produce a very purifying effect even if you are not engaged in the yajna yourself. In the same way, the association of sadhu, even though the sadhu is not giving instructions, you will be purified by the influence of his association. Like in Augusta Rishi, in his ashram, there are many different types of animals, bears, tigers, pigs, deer. All were residing together with a very harmonious mood. There was no disturbance, no enmity between them. Also, when Mahaprabhu was going through Jarakanda forest, how all the elephants, tigers and bears all gave up their nature and became bosom friends. This is the influence of sadhu sangha.
साधु संघ ब्राह्मण को साधु संघ गोप कुमार का मिला, उसने अपना प्रयास तो कुछ नहीं किया, बाय चांस उसको इत्तेफाक से जिसे कहते मिला, गोप कुमार को गोवर्धन की कंजराव ने ली, उसके प्रयास से नहीं तो सही उसको
ब्राह्मण रिसीव्ड द एसोसिएशन ऑफ गोप कुमार
बाद में की तो
दिस वाज बाय जस्ट चांस
गलत काम कर रहा था नारद जी उसको
रत्नाकर वाल्मीकि ही वाज डूइंग रॉन्ग एक्टिविटी ही रिसीव्ड द एसोसिएशन ऑफ नारद प्रहलाद वाज इन द वूम ही रिसीव्ड द एसोसिएशन ऑफ नारद
ये उपदेश कि हम अपने प्रयास से उच्च कोटि का साधन जो तत्वज्ञ हो
हाउ कैन वी रिसीव हाउ कैन दिस पर्सनालिटीज रिसीव वेरी हाई क्लास एसोसिएशन विदाउट एनी एफर्ट हाउ कैन जीव ऑफ हाउ कैन वन रिसीव वेरी हाई क्लास एसोसिएशन इवन विदाउट एनी सुकृति
तो जातीय स्निग्ध जो कहा गया ऐसे साधुओं का संग करना चाहिए वो हमारे हाथ में थोड़ी है, ये तो भगवान के हाथ में है.
Actually, to receive the association of good sadhu, but you can, yes, you can at least pray for sadhu sangha. Even if sadhu sangha is not in your hand, but if you pray for sadhu sangha, then Krishna will give you sadhu sangha. By the mercy of Bhagavan Krishna, you will receive sadhu sangha. Always ask for sadhu sangha from Krishna. Attempt, actually to endeavor is in your hands, but to show mercy is in Krishna's hands. So Mother Yashoda was binding Krishna, the rope was two fingers too short. So one finger is chest and one is kripa, one is endeavor and one is mercy.
You went for preaching, but there is no endeavor, you went himself. You have to pray and you do some endeavor. Western devotee, when Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj went for preaching Western country, at that time they are not paying to him to come, or not paying him to bestow his mercy, but he did by himself. Because you have to pray for that, but they are not praying. He bestowed his mercy automatically.
Hindi mein boliye.
Jab Swami Maharaj ji prachar mein gaye, aapne bataya prarthana karo aap apne haath mein hai. Jo videshi bhakt log hain, jab Swami Maharaj ji prachar mein gaye,
wo special case hai. अब हम ही लोग जाते हैं, कोई बुलाता है
स्पेशल क्लास.
साधु जी को कोई बुलाए, नारद जी को कोई बुलाता था?
डिड एनीवन कॉल मी टू द वेस्ट? डिड एनीवन कॉल भक्तिवेदन स्वामी प्रभुपाद टू द वेस्ट?
दे गो ऑन देयर ओन डिजायर. कुछ नहीं होता,
आई गो ऑन माय ओन डिजायर टू द वेस्ट.
वो इच्छा से समस्त जगत में
डिवोटीज आर नॉट अंडर द कंट्रोल ऑफ भगवान. द डिवोटीज आर बियॉन्ड द कंट्रोल ऑफ भगवान. दे कैन वांडर वेयर एवर दे लाइक टू. दिस टू डिवोशन
समझो तब उसके लिए चेष्टा.
प्रहलाद वाज इन बट प्रहलाद हैड सम सुकृति इन पास्ट लाइफ. सो ही वाज इन द वूम ऑफ द मदर.
साधु लोग,
साधु
यथार्थ जो साधु
है, साधु जो
बड़े चतुर है,
साधु आर वेरी क्लेवर, वेरी कनिंग, very very
वो कृष्ण को भी ठग सकते हैं.
दे कैन इवन चीट कृष्णा.
जैसे गोपियां,
जस्ट एज गोपीज,
कृष्ण को ठग लेती थी.
दे कैन दे टू चीट कृष्णा.
ऐसे साधु भी यदि गोपियों के अनुगत वाले हो,
साधु आर फॉलोइंग इन द मूड्स ऑफ द गोपीज,
ठग सकते हैं कृष्ण को भी और लोगों की तो बात क्या.
दे कैन इवन चीट कृष्णा, वांट टू स्पीक ऑफ अदर पीपल.
तो हमारे गुरु परंपरा के जो आचार्य लोग हो गए,
सो द गुरु परंपरा आचार्य
बड़े चतुर,
दे आर वेरी क्लेवर.
उन लोगों ने कहा कि देखो हम ब्रजमंडल की परिक्रमा करेंगे.
दे वुड टेल दैट वी विल डू
परिक्रमा करो.
आई एम डूइंग परिक्रमा ब्रजमंडल.
राधा कुंड लिए जाओ, श्याम कुंड
आई विल टेक यू. राधा कुंड, श्याम कुंड,
तापर
आई विल टेक यू टू बरसाना, आनंदगांव,
आदि बद्री लिए जाओ,
टेक यू टू आदि बद्री लिए जाओ, आई विल टेक यू टू केदारनाथ विद इन द ब्रज,
आसम नंदगांव बरसाना, ये सब देखा.
बरसाना आई विल शो यू ऑल दिस होली प्लेसेस. So people,
देखिए की करे.
So what you
देखें ये से आज ये सब जोर करे कान के.
And then these sadhus they very cunningly put all the harikatha in their ears.
और ये सब
inject harikatha by force.
इसने राधा का भक्ति की के लिए.
And then by giving this harikatha, they give Raganuga bhakti in the heart of the people who are visiting holy places.
Mayavadi rao parikrama karche, dekha.
Mayavadis they do parikrama.
Jahan guru parampara na.
Those who are not in guru parampara.
Barsane kono santo.
Some
kono guru parampara na.
One saint in Barsana, he has no guru parampara.
Hey, sir, Raganuga vichar bahar ekbare sports karenge.
Raganuga mood will never come to them.
Parikrama karche tatsare 5,000
people do parikrama with that saint, but he's not in a guru parampara. They go to all holy places.
Tasonge parikrama karle ki hobe ki?
What benefit will come by that
travel? Harikatha jo oto uchcho koti.
So harikatha, this high class harikatha cannot be heard there. He doesn't understand himself. So he has never associated with sadhu.
Especially,
he has not absorbed himself in the moods of Rupa Goswami. So when we understand this Raga Marga, why this Gopi Bhava will never come to that person. So our acharyas, they are very merciful. They are very cheaters. Oh, I will take it to the Rupa Goswami. There will be no difficulty. You don't have to cook. I will make you nice palaces to stay, don't worry. But just hear my harikatha, that's all. Just come to me.
যদি পুরা না যান তাহলে অবজেক্টলি দিবেন কোনো ক্ষতি নাই কিন্তু আসুন
কাম উইথ মি ফর পরিক্রমা দেন উইল ব্রিং ব্যাক ক্রুকেডলি ফর পরিক্রমা এন্ড মার্সিফুলি উইল এন্ড উইল ইনজেক্ট দ্য হরি কথা ইন দেয়ার হার্ট
জন্ম
ইনজেক্ট দ্য হরি কথা ইন দেম মিলিয়ন্স এন্ড মিলিয়ন্স অফ লাইফ টাইমস ওয়ান মে নট হ্যাভ হার্ড দিস হরি কথা ইন দ্য মোমেন্ট দে উইল ক্রিয়েট আ ডিসিজ অফ গোপী ভাব ইন দ্য হার্ট বাই হরি কথা
বিদুর মহারাজ
সো ইন বিদুর মহারাজ Vidur Maharaj
went to Maitreya.
When Krishna
went
to his own abode,
Uddhav
Sambad. Krishna instructed Uddhav in the 11th canto. So Krishna explained different moods of devotional service. So from Chapter 6 to Chapter 29 in 11th canto, Krishna instructed about devotion to
Allah.
If you want to do bhakti, so whatever is explained in 10th canto, if you want to obtain it, then first you should study the 11th canto, Chapter 6 to Chapter 29, otherwise you cannot understand the 10th canto. Maitreya Rishi was there when Krishna narrated the Uddhava Gita to Uddhava. So when by the order of Krishna, Uddhava was going to Badrikashram. Actually Vidur was also not ordinary person, he was Dharmaraj. Vidur Niti is there. Vidur Niti means bhakti. So Vidur went to Maitreya Rishi in order to hear Harikatha. And then Vidur actually preached that Harikatha everywhere. Then Vidur went there. Then he met Maitreya there.
Maitreya Rishi ke bolche.
He told Maitreya Rishi.
Jat seva ya bhagavata.
Utasthasya madhudvisha
rati
rasa bhavit tibra pada yur
vishanardana. Mata Sanatana Goswami Kripalu.
Srila Sanatana Goswami is very merciful. In most wonderful manner, he has given commentary on this shloka. He heard from Mahaprabhu. He heard the commentary of Atmaram. He heard about 64 different meanings of Atmaram verse from Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu gave different meanings according to the subject, object and verb. So actually, ordinary meaning is like this. Maitreya Rishi, like a sadhu like you, by serving the sadhu, lotus feet of sadhu like you, kutastha, Bhagavan is kutastha. Madhusudan is kutastha. By serving sadhu, one will develop affection for the lotus feet of Krishna, who is Madhusudan and kutastha. By serving the lotus feet of sadhu, one will obtain affection for Krishna, who is kutastha. Krishna is Durgeya. Krishna is always in one mellow. See, Krishna is always Parabrahma. He is Ekaras. Krishna always has one mellow, Ekaras. What is the age of Krishna? Krishna is always the same age. Krishna is always Kishore. He is always Kishore, Nitya Kishore. Krishna has everything as one mellow. Whether there is an inhalation, cosmic inhalation, Krishna is always kutastha, means Krishna is incomprehensible. Krishna is unchangeable, without any transformation. And kutastha also means annakut. So Govardhan is known as kuta.
So,
Govardhan is annakut. Yes. Kuta means actually the pinnacle of this mountain. So Krishna is on top of this shikhar. So service of that Krishna, who is sitting on the Govardhan. And also it is indicated that Padayor Rati, so one Krishna who is situated on the top of Govardhan, one will develop affection, one will develop attachment for the lotus feet of Krishna who is sitting on the top of Govardhan. One will develop attachment for Krishna who is performing Ras Lila on the top of Govardhan. So Krishna performed Ras Lila with the gopis. So one will be able to enter into Ras Lila by having the lotus feet of a sadhu. And one more meaning is there. Kuta also means breast of Radhika. The Guru doesn't want to reveal it. Shanair Dadimahi Karkasheshu Tenatavi Matas that Vatatena came Sit Kurpa, the Brahmati Bhagavadash. So, gopis they held lotus feet of Krishna on his on their breast so that Krishna's lotus feet are not hurt because gopis' breasts are very hard. Krishna's feet are very soft. Kuta means also. So here Kuta also means the hard breast of the gopis. So one will develop attachment for Krishna who keeps his feet on the breast of gopis. So by serving a sadhu, one will develop attachment for Krishna. And all the distress in the material life will go away. One more meaning is there. One will, in Rasa Lila, dance is prominent. And all the gopis become tired while dancing. When gopis become tired from dancing, then Krishna began to massage the feet of the gopis and so that the distress from their feet will go away. So Krishna actually destroys the attachment for any other objects but devotion.
Therefore, some question was asked, what effort that we should do to achieve sadhusangam? Prahlad Maharaj did not perform any effort, but he achieved the association of Narada in the womb. Gopkumar also himself easily achieved the association of his Gurudev in Govardhan. The Gurudev said, we can take lessons from the two fingers. Why Madhyasana tried to bind Krishna, she was two fingers too short. Therefore, what effort we can do? We can pray. And Krishna must give mercy. Therefore, by these two fingers, indicates that. Therefore, what we can do? We can pray for sadhusanga. Therefore, sadhus are very, very clever. What to speak of the sadhu, the gopis, they can cheat even Krishna. Therefore, those sadhus who are under guidance of those sadhus who are doing bhajan under the guidance of the gopis, can you imagine how clever they are? They can cheat Krishna, what to speak of anyone. How do they cheat us? They say, come on, Vrindavan Parikram, very nice. Good prasadam is there. We will give a tax bathroom. There is no, you will experience no difficulty. Even your accommodation and transport will all be arranged. But they are so merciful. When we come there, they inject this thing into our ears by Harikatha. Therefore, there are other parikrams also. We won't mention any names, but they are free. And you go there, 5,000, 10,000 people are performing parikrams. But that sadhu who is leading the parikram, he has no guru. There is no guru parampara there. He himself has never performed sangha with any high class Vaishnava. He himself has no touch of the mercy of Rupa Goswami. Then how he can give Raghunuga devotion to those who are hearing from him? So, Sri Sanatana Goswami is mentioning the glories of Sadhu Sangha is explained in the 11th canto in the Vinod Sambhad. then even though we may have heard the 10th canto, if we do not hear the 11th canto, then we can get no knowledge of how to achieve that thing.
Buddha.
Therefore, on the indication of Krishna, Buddha was told to perform, to preach the glories of the gopis in this world. Therefore, Uddhav went to Badrika Ashram. There he met with Vidur. Vidur is not an ordinary person. He is Paramahansa's greatly. He is the incarnation of Yamaraj. But we have one curse, he took birth as Vidur. He is also a Mahajan. Therefore, Vidur gave instructions to Uddhav. Maitreya. Maitreya gave instructions to Vidur there also. Therefore, just like Sri Sanatana Goswami heard from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the 64 explanations of the verse Atmaramas Chamune, then in the same way, Sanatana Goswami has given many, many explanations of this verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Chance, unfortunately, I don't know. Then, by Sadhu Sangha, one can achieve prema to Krishna. This verse spoken by Maitreya. Therefore he explained, I'm not catching everything, then forgive me. By the association of sadhus, one can achieve rati. Tibra rati means very powerful rati towards Krishna. Which Krishna? Krishna who is Kutastha. Kutastha means there's no transformation in him. He is always ek ras. He is always situated in Kishore. There is no transformation, no change in him. He is also very difficult to know. Kutastha also means, Kuta means mountain. Therefore one will develop very powerful, natural, uninterrupted rati towards that Krishna who lifted Kutastha, who lifted the mountain of Govardhan. Also, one will have love towards Krishna like the gopis had love. That is called Tipragati, for the love of the gopis. Also, there is a very more confidential reason. Kuta also means hill. Which is the hill? That is the breasts of the gopis, which are very, very soft. Therefore, the gopis try to keep Vita soft. Therefore, Kutastha, that Krishna who is always situated, his feet are always situated on the chest of the gopis. That bhakti destroys all problems. And Krishna also, he takes away the pain of the lotus feet of the gopis.
Hare Krishna. Bangla থেকে অনেক ভক্তগণ এসেছেন। সাহায্য করেন এবং জায়গা ধোয়ার জন্য অনুরোধ করি কালকে পরিক্রমা এবং সংক্ষেপ পরিক্রমা যেন সারদা শর্মাতে ফেরত আসেন কারণ 30 তারিখে আমরা বাসায় যাব আমরা কালকেই টিকিট সমস্ত বিতরণ করতে চাই কালকে আমরা সমস্ত টিকিট বিতরণ করতে চাই এখানে 10:30 সময় কালকে পরিক্রমা খুব সংক্ষেপ এজেন্সি সূচিবদ্ধ হয়ে অনুরোধ করছি যেন 10:30 সময় ফিরে আসেন বর্মাই বলছেন রসানুকূল রসও দেন এবং আনন্দও দেন তো উনি যেন কালকে রস কম দেন তাহলে প্রত্যেকটা 10:30 ফিরে আসতে পারবেন এই জন্য রসম চ্যানেলকে আমার নিবেদন কালকে রস না দেন আনন্দ না দেন আরেকটি নিবেদন এখানে কীর্তন আরম্ভ তো অনেক দেরি হয়ে যায় এই জন্য শ্রীপাদ মহাবীর মহারাজ এবং পুরী মহারাজ তারা প্রতিদিন 4টার সময় আকৃত আরম্ভ করবেন হরিদাসপুরি না খগেশ্বরপুরি আরম্ভ করবেন মহাবীর এই পর্যন্ত শাম 4 বাজে কীর্তন শুরু হওয়া হয় Some devotees are requested for initiation and some devotees will leave very soon. So tomorrow initiation 9:30 a.m. So whoever wants for initiation, যে মাস্টার প্রেজেন্ট হিয়ার 9:30 AM অনেকে হরিনাম এবং দীক্ষাতে অনুরোধ করেছেন, তাদের জন্য জানাচ্ছি কাল 11:30 সময় হরিনাম এবং দীক্ষা অনুষ্ঠান অনুষ্ঠিত হবে। জন্য তারা দর্শন গেল 11:30 যেন ফিরে আসেন। আর যারা কোনো নাম রেজিস্ট্রেশন করার নাই, তারা সবাক কৃষ্ণ প্রভু অথবা তীর্থমণ্ডিত নাম রেজিস্ট্রেশন করিয়ে আপনাদের পরিকল্পী জমা করে দিন। কালকে 11:30 সময় আমরা সমস্ত টিকিট বিতরণ করবো। হরে কৃষ্ণ।
I just want to warn you about a few things. Yesterday we requested those who want to give their passport to
come
to
Hare
Krishna. We have this ability to get the photo. Because like Rathmanas, we'll see that 4 o'clock in the inner courtyard. Last time
we talked
about his passport, ticket and money was stolen. So there are thieves around. There are persons who come here only for that reason. Vrindavan is not safe for these things. There are many thieves in pickpocket. So we make sure that most of the ladies and guys don't go anywhere alone. Always be in a group and preferably with some male devotees. And take a stick with you, and if anyone monkeys jump,
Oh, Hare Krishna.
Very soon we will go by bus, so we request you, tomorrow we have to order the buses. Please, everyone register, even if you think that you can participate, we will not be able to allow you on buses unless you have properly registered. The bank is the registration table. Kindly everyone register and help in this way.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. কালকে আমরা 11:30 সময় টিকিট দেব, কোন কোন টিকিট দেব না আমরা। প্রত্যেক যাত্রীকে জিজ্ঞেস করব তারা কি দিয়েছেন এবং সেই সব লিখে আমরা টিকিট বিতরণ করব। যারা কিছু কিছু টাকা দিয়েছেন টাকা পুরো জমা করেন নাই, আমি লিডারদের জানাচ্ছি তারা কৃপা করে পুরো পয়সা জমা করে দেন। হরে কৃষ্ণ।
Tomorrow,
immediately after parikrama, in the courtyard there, for devotees who want to practice listening, hearing skills, following on from the meetings we have, listening and hearing skills, tomorrow, immediately after parikrama, in the courtyard there, Hare Krishna.
Hearing skills.
Hare Krishna, Shri Gurudev ki, Vaishnava parikrama ki. So, Prabhu, we have a situation here where everyone is working very hard, we're enjoying ourselves on this.